You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The segment is brought to you by Omnia, your agriculture partner for more than 70 years.
We regularly look at matters of agriculture on this show, and every now and then we speak to companies like Omnia Holdings. For those that might be wondering why that name sounds familiar, it's because we often catch up with that listed entity when we reflect on their numbers. We're going to be taking a look at the agricultural space in South Africa with Omnia, specifically looking at what it is that keeps the space moving. I'm joined on the line by the marketing director for Omnia Fertilizers South Africa, Louis Stradom, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Louis, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. For those that aren't aware of Omnia, the business that's been around in the South African agricultural space for 70 years, it's closer to a century than it is to a half century at the moment. Tell us about why you think the company's been around for so long and been able to stay in the market for so long.
Jimmy, good evening, and also to our listeners. Thank you for the question. I think one of Omnia's successes is the fact that, you know, first of all, we invest in our country being South Africa with big production facilities in Sasolburg and around the country where we do business. And as you well know, farming is a risky business and you've got very short windows to conduct your business in. And I think one thing which is absolutely of the essence for our farmers is reliability of supply, given our difficult supply chains that we faced around the globe in the recent years. And then, you know, quality of product, quality of advice through our agronomists. And as I often say, you know, Omnia is not, as it was a few years ago, a nutrient supplier, but we actually look at, we say we've got a holistic approach to crop production. So it implies nutrition, but it also implies a lot more that's related to crop growth and, you know, optimizing yields. And eventually, and our aim is to increase the return on investment to our customers, which keep them in the business and by implication gives us a business. And I think that's the core of our success.
Now, Louis, you speak of nutrition and crop quality and produce quality, and I can imagine for farmers that is not a cheap endeavor. That is an expensive exercise with maintaining soil health and making sure that as the cost of things rise, they're still able to be competitive in the market. Tell me about Omnia's Nutrology model, because I understand that this is where you set yourselves apart from competitors and what you actually bring to the farmers that allows them to be competitive too.
Yes, absolutely. We've established the Nutriology model 15 years ago, and it's actually a word that we've painted it, and it's made up of two words, nutri being nutrition, and ology means the science of. So it's actually the science of nutrition. And if you look at our typical customer being a farmer, what he does on a daily basis is he feeds something. He feeds his plants, he feeds his animals, you know, ostrich farmers, koi farmers, everybody is growing something, and by implication, you need to feed whatever you're farming with. And we said, let's establish the Nutriology model, and we bring a few concepts to feeding. Now, if you look on our website, and I'm not going to go into the detail, but the Nutriology model is based on 12 pillars. And if you look on our website, there's lots to be found on the website. You can actually read what it's about. So what we say is that if you go to one of our customers and you're not applying at least one of these 12 principles, you're actually not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And one is, for instance, technology. We go to farmers and we bring the latest technology to assist him to increase is, for instance, nutrient use efficiency. And what we work also hard on is our most limiting factor in agriculture, specifically from a South African perspective, is water. So our model is based on two pillars, being water use efficiency and nutrient use efficiency. And that speaks to what you've just mentioned in terms of doing more with less. And if we can increase those efficiencies, I think we really bring value to our customers and to the country from a food security perspective.
Louis, something else that our farmers are battling with and considering every single day is sustainability of their operations and making sure that they balance between profitability and the ability to keep their environments responsibly sustained. How do you help that process as a service provider, as a supplier, and as a partner to the farmers?
And I mean, I couldn't have put it better than what you just did from a sustainability perspective. You know, farming is a long-term business. It's a low cycle, it's a long cycle business. And what you do now, actually, you just reap the benefits in 6 or 9 months' time. So, you know, again, back to the nutriology model, is it's exactly what you're saying, to optimize yields, not the minimum input, but the right input. And sometimes it's needed to put slightly more than what we think is necessary to optimize the yield. So what you will also see on our website, Jimmy, is that we've got a feet on the farm model where we employ agronomists and we employ our marketing people. We spent many, many millions on research and development to ensure that we travel the world, get the best and latest technology, and not just apply that to our local conditions, but first custom make that through our process and through the infrastructure that we have, and to make it fit for our purposes and for our needs within South Africa. You know, I always say the easiest thing is to deliver to a customer the product that he has bought because he's paid for that. But what makes it a bit more difficult is to add the technology and the services and the support and the technical data, which obviously cost money. But we say that the additional cost should be less than the value it brings to the customer and back to the farm, to ensure sustainability and to ensure that we all, you know, keep our farms and we're farming, you know, margin, that we're farming for profits at the end of the day, and eventually keep our farmers on their lands.
Louis, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on what excites you at the moment as the Omnia team. I'm sure you guys are working on developing some new things and bringing some new innovations to the market. What excites you at the moment about what you're able to offer farmers?
It's such a difficult question to point one, but if you have to push me for one, I would say it's the whole sphere of data, and linked to that is artificial intelligence. I think, and what I want to invite the listeners to do is just read on the internet how much data is gathered in the agricultural sphere. And it's literally millions of points per hectare, per week, or per growing season. Now, what we see data, I mean, typical raw material is ammonia and LAN and urea, all the nutritional products that we import. I'm of the opinion that now and in the future, data will become the most important raw material. And the data will be the basis where we use artificial intelligence to increase the accuracy of our models, to increase the speed of calibrating our models, and that will enhance the quality of the service and of the recommendation we bring back to farmers. I mean, just to try and predict the future more accurately, especially from a farming perspective, can literally change the farming operation. And I think if you ask me what's the most important thing that I can think of now, I think it's data and our ability to work the data to see into the future. Jimmy, and yeah, I mean, I can keep you busy for weeks on this topic, but I think that's one thing that will just catapult us into the future.
Seeing into the future for farmers and making sure we're meeting their needs, that is the objective of the team at Omnia as they look to future-proof their businesses and their offerings. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the marketing director at Omnia Fertilizer South Africa, Louis Stradom, for joining us to take a look at their business. The segment was brought to you by Omnia. Your harvest, our greatest achievement.
On the farm, every season brings challenges. Will the rain come? Will the soil deliver enough? But I'm not facing those challenges alone. With Omnia by my side, I receive more than fertilizer. I have access to science, innovative solutions, and people who care about my success.
At Omnia, your best harvest is our greatest achievement. Together we grow more than crops, we grow futures. Contact Omnia today and start growing your future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.